Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Green is chasing the ball. White rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Potek reaches second base with a double. Wei then moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wei then scores. Potek scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. White moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. McRae moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. John Hiller now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Potek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 6-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. McRae reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Royals. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wathen strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Tobik covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Ron LaFleur pinch hits for Champ Summers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Al Green. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.